The content of the Think Dementia podcast is based on the individual opinion and experiences of Amy House and should not be used as or in place of medical care. Think Dementia recommends you consult a physician if you have medical concerns for yourself or a loved one. This disclaimer also extends to any guests or content creators of the show. And now, let's Think Dementia.
Hey everyone, this is Amy House with Think Dementia, and welcome to the Think Dementia podcast. I'm hoping by listening to this podcast, you're going to learn how to think dementia like I do, and that's going to help you connect with your loved one living with dementia and understand them better and realize how you can adapt what you're doing to best suit their needs. Now, I have a great question today from Lindsay.
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and my question is regarding early signs of dementia and how to approach somebody when you think they might be showing those signs. For example, maybe misplacing things or, having trouble with some baking and such, which maybe those signs are just some forgetfulness, but also could be signs of dementia. So you want them to get checked out, but you also don't want to hurt their feelings or what have you by bringing it up.
You are not alone in this question. A lot of people have concerns about someone that maybe some of their forgetfulness or some of the things that they're doing, acting differently, maybe behavior changes and personality changes, perhaps that they're just losing things more often or just seem more confused and are not remembering the conversations that you've had, or perhaps they're repeating themselves and telling you the same thing over and over again. There are a lot of symptoms out there that something could be not normal. Now, I am an independent certified positive approach to care trainer, and that is with Tipa Snow's organization, PAC, Positive Approach to Care. And I will put Tipa's information in the show notes today because she is wonderful. But one of Tipa's presentations that I do is called Normal versus Not Normal Aging. And the important part of that is, instead of saying normal aging versus dementia, Tipa really was careful and said, let's change that. Let's say normal aging versus not normal aging. Because the signs and symptoms that things are not normal and that this is not part of the normal progression of age and that something might be going on, it doesn't necessarily mean it's dementia. There are a variety of things that it could be. And so the Alzheimer's Association also has some great advice on how to bring up this conversation with a loved one that I've passed on over the years, and it's worked very well. The first step is kind of figuring out, is there a barrier to this conversation? Have you tried it in the past and it didn't go well? Or are you just starting fresh? But either way, if there's a reason that this person doesn't want to talk about it, we got to get to the root of that first. Ask them, hey, if I notice some changes with you, like if I notice some health problems going on, would you want me to tell you about it? And see what their answer is. If they answer, no, absolutely not, then probe a little bit deeper and say, well, why not? And try to figure out what is going on. What are they concerned about? What are they afraid of? What do they feel very private about? What is going on that they just don't want to talk about it? And as you go through this conversation, you might find out that one of the reasons is they don't want their son or daughter telling them how to live their life. Okay, well then now we got to find somebody who they see as more of an equal, who's somebody that they respect, you know, and that might be the person to attempt this conversation. But one of the things to talk about then are what are the concerns that the person has about even bringing this up. And if you can get to the root problem and figure out, is it a problem with embarrassment? Are they worried? Are they scared that they have dementia? Have they thought about this themselves? Do they frequently compare themselves to their parent that maybe had Alzheimer's or dementia? What are they afraid of? Or why don't they want to have the conversation? Get that figured out and find a way to get past that. Then, once you've done that, you can actually have the conversation. And One of the really important things to bring up again is that normal aging versus not normal aging. It isn't really about dementia. The conversation doesn't have to be about dementia. It doesn't have to be, I think that there's something going on here and I think it's dementia. The conversation can be, I think that you're having some changes to your brain or to your cognition, and there are so many reasons that it could be, and there's so many things that they could treat and figure out that I really want to help you figure this out so that you can get back to your old self. There are diseases like diabetes, lung diseases like COPD. Somebody might find out that they have to have on oxygen at night, and they didn't realize that. They didn't realize their oxygen levels were getting low. They might find out that they have a vitamin deficiency. That's very common, especially in anybody who consumes a lot of alcohol. They can have a vitamin deficiency that might be the cause of their changes. It could be that they have malnutrition, they're dehydrated, that their sodium is imbalanced. There's so many things that can be figured out just by going in and getting a really good workup. But there are so many things that we could fix to get you back to your old self or prevent this from getting any worse. And I think that should be our main focus right now. Let's find out what it is, because if it's one of those diseases that I just talked about, there are treatments for that. If it's an infection, if it's their medications that are having side effects, there are so many things that could be causing these changes that you're noticing, and they are not dementia. The answer is not dementia. And so it just takes away a little bit of that fear of, I don't want to go in there because I don't want to find out I have dementia. And that is a big concern. More people fear getting told they have Alzheimer's than getting told they have cancer. Because again, cancer has treatments. Cancer has options. And right now, Alzheimer's, all those other diseases that cause dementia, they don't have necessarily a cure the way many cancers do nowadays. Although we are heading in that direction, I'm very happy to say the research shows that we are kind of where cancer was 20 years ago when it comes to the treatment of dementia and all the diseases that cause dementia. So looking at that, think about the changes that are coming up and how quickly those could come, one after another, building on each other, the different research, the different medications, the different treatments. It could all change very rapidly, and that's very exciting. The other thing to address then is if the person is really afraid that it's going to be dementia, remind them that it could be all those other things, but then also mention, and if in the end we go to a neurologist and they rule everything out and they say, yes, you have this disease and it's causing you to have dementia symptoms. Now we know what it is and we know what we can do to support you. And that does not mean taking away your independence. That does not mean handing over the finances right away. It doesn't mean handing me the car keys. It just means we can all keep an extra eye on things to make sure that you can be as independent as long as possible and that we can explore different treatment options together. And treatments are changing every day. There's a lot of hope now in the dementia research, and let's hope that we can figure this out together and we'll support you. I think that is the biggest message that you have to give someone. There are many reasons it could be something that's not dementia that we can fix. And if it is dementia, then we're here for you and we know what we're dealing with. Now, just a reminder that there are many physicians out there that kind of think of dementia as just part of getting old. And yep, this person just has dementia and that's it. And so there's a lot of education going out there. We're trying to get to more people every day to explain to them that dementia symptoms are not a normal part of aging. This is not normal. And so it's important to advocate for your loved one when you're at that appointment with them and say, I want testing. I want testing on, I want labs. I want oxygen levels. I want to look at their blood sugars. I want to make sure that they don't have a vitamin deficiency. You know, go ahead and tell them all the tests that you want. But then also, if they say, okay, well, yeah, it's dementia, say, great, I want a referral to neurology. And just so you know, it might take 6 months or a year to get in neurology, but it is well worth the wait because they will really get to the bottom of it. And again, if it's not dementia, what if something else is causing it? You're going to want to know what that is and be able to work with that. And if not, they're going to get to the bottom of, well, what disease is likely causing their dementia and how can we treat it best? So don't just be satisfied with a general practitioner saying, oh, it's dementia and that's the end of it. Ask to go to neurology. And even though you may have to wait a long time to get in, it's well worth the wait. Thank you so much for your question. I really, really appreciate it. It was a great question today. Thank you so much again and have a great day.